Coach, playing Tennessee is always a tough challenge. Playing Tennessee after a loss, it's just double the challenge. Just how this, you guys were very efficient from the arc. I mean, you got your three ball going, but just how did this game get away from you?
I think in some stages, you look at a couple of staggering numbers. It's the 70 points in the paint. That's a number I don't think I've personally seen in a while. So that size really gets to you. It wears you down. You don't see it every day. You know, you try to practice against it, but it's not something going against every day. And then also just the 26 offensive rebounds in and of themselves is just another staggering number for you. So it really gives us some fuel to go back and work on and try to improve while we're moving in the SoCon play. But I think that's kind of where it got away. Just some things you could manage and some of the things you can affect, we just kind of got away when we got a little fatigued.
Okay, you're a Knoxville native, grew up around this program. What's it like for you coming and playing at Thompson Bowling Arena?
The energy here, you know, it's fun to play here at Thompson Bowling Arena because I grew up here, you know. Just the experience overall, something I'll never forget.
She told me it was her fourth time playing on that floor.
You're also from Maryville. I mean, just to be from this area and get to play Thompson Bowling, what does that mean to you?
It's very surreal. My high school came and watched me have a bunch of support. My dad told me that one day when I was little, I'd come watch the Lady Vols, obviously. And he told me one day you'll be playing on that court. I was just playing for the other team, which is completely fine.
Question for Coach. Coach, just talk about the performance of Ja'Kai and Aaliyah tonight.
I couldn't be more proud of both of them. We've both had some conversations as to wanting to play a little bit more and what would it take. And I think the opportunity presented itself, and it's beautiful when you have that opportunity and you capitalize on it. So it's been amazing to watch their approach to things, kind of staying with the way that we go about what we're doing, because it's new to both of them, right? First year in this system for both of them, but it's awesome to see the fruit of their labor, if you will, as to the approach that they take. They never quit. They come every day and they do what they're asked and as hard as they can, as long as they can, which is the only expectation we have of them anyway. So it's really awesome to see that kind of come to fruition in a positive way.
For both players, is this a game where you don't really look at the final score? You look at some of the things you did well. I mean, what as players, what do you take out of this game? I mean, you obviously could score. You put up, I mean, double figures against Tennessee. What as players, how do you leave here? What's on your mind?
Honestly, I think it's a boost of confidence that we played so well against this team. And then kind of transfer over to other games and
I think it was just really good to play people that we don't normally play in our conference, you know, just to prepare us for January.
We have another game Thursday, so she will be on the bus at 9:05. No, I'm kidding. Wish I could, but to both of that, it was actually, as a young coach, coach's kid, I've been around this a lot. It was really cool to watch them thrive in front of their home audiences. I played in the hometown I finished high school in, and I was fortunate enough to have that opportunity on a nightly basis, if you will, at home. So it's awesome to see them thrive in that. Sorry, it was a proud coach moment. I apologize.
Coach, you had a short bench. Do you have injuries or what's the situation?
Yeah, I mean, right now we're working with just pretty much everybody who's doing what they're supposed to do on a daily basis, on and off the floor. We had a little bit of the flu bug just kind of attack us, but everybody thankfully got over that. So we're working our way back into having our more full roster kind of day by day with the people who are doing what they're supposed to do every single day.
Coach, you talked about Thursday, another opportunity, St. Bonaventure at noon at home. Talk about the upcoming game and trying to end 2021 with a win.
Yeah, I think it's more of a probably the antithesis of the Lady Vols. It's going to be a slower game, more like-bodied, if you will. The phenomenal coaching, great actual history in that program. My first opportunity to coach was in the A-10, so very familiar with them, very well coached. So I'm really looking forward to that because it's another style that we haven't seen yet. And again, like Ja'Kai alluded to, something that we can use to help us prepare for January. So really looking forward to that. Just kind of different style, especially the way that we like to push the ball, move the ball. They're more of a slow down, control possession. So it'll be very interesting how we handle that. That's it. Well, everybody, happy holidays, and thank you very much for having us. Thank you guys. I appreciate it.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.